Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. This week, Representative John Faso's vote in favor of the new Republican health care plan in Congress that just barely passed dominated his week in the news.
Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential that U.S. Representative John Faso told the Times Union editorial board on Monday, May the 1st, that he would be agreeable to voting on the newest version of the American Health Care Act even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess the fiscal and social impacts of the bill. Faso said, referencing a new CBO score on the legislation, and I quote, "I would certainly prefer it," end quote. The CBO found the original AHCA would increase the number of uninsured Americans by 24 million during the coming decade. The Kinderhook Republican said the new CBO score would be less significant than changes made to the bill if it proceeds to the Senate. He said, and I quote, "It is a process that is undoubtedly going to have additional changes that I would like to see," end quote. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that a new poll suggests 50% of the voters in the 19th Congressional District support the current Affordable Care Act health care plan, and only 33% prefer the proposed American Health Care Act replacement bill currently being considered in Washington, D.C. The poll was conducted by Public Policy Polling and commissioned by the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Local Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, said he would have voted for a previous version of the AHCA and said on May 1st that he would be agreeable to voting for the newest version of the Republican bill even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess fiscal and social impacts of the new version of the bill. The poll says that 52% of local voters oppose the AHCA. A March Quinnipiac poll said that 56% of voters across the country disapproved of the Republican health care plan, and a March Siena College poll showed that 56% of the registered voters in New York opposed the passage of the AHCA. The PPP poll also found that 62% of the 19th district voters opposed defunding Planned Parenthood. You can read that poll story at Capital Confidential. Three candidates, Stephen Mitchell Bricey, Michael Flynn, and Antonio Delgado, have previously filed paperwork to run for New York's 19th Congressional District against incumbent John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook. On April 28th, six Democrats turned out to talk about their early campaigns for the Democratic nomination at the Greene County Democrats' 16th annual Salute to FDR at the Pegasus Restaurant in Coxsackie. Mostly, though, Jeff Beals from Saugerties, Patrick Ryan, Sue Sullivan from Oswego County, Bricey, Flynn, and Delgado wanted to talk about Faso and how they disagree with him.
Representative John Faso from Kinderhook voted for the latest Republican health care plan on May 4th, which passed the U.S. House. Quote, "After careful review of the changes to the AHCA, I believe that this legislation addresses my concerns and I will support it as amended," Faso wrote on Twitter. Faso previously supported an earlier version of the bill, which polled at 17% approval. This version of the bill is more conservative with less coverage. On May 1st, Faso said he would be fine voting on the newest version of the American Health Care Act, even before the Congressional Budget Office is able to assess the fiscal and social impacts of the bill. Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement May 4th that said in part, quote, "As a direct result of the amendment introduced by Congressman Faso and Collins, this provision alone would cut Medicaid funding for New York by $2.3 billion and cripple hospitals, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities across the state," end quote. There was a protest in front of Faso's Kinderhook office May 4th over the health care issue.
Faso didn't just make the local news this week. He also made the national news. New York Magazine used him as an example of someone with a poor Twitter game, reporting that Congressperson Faso has 2,617 Twitter followers, but his Twitter post announcing his vote in favor of the Republican health care plan got more than 3,000 replies, mostly condemning his decision. And then Faso was featured on the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC on May 4th after his vote.
You may not know Congressman John Faso's name, but you will probably remember him from this encounter with one of his constituents.
I grew up right down the road.
Where'd you, what's your name? Hi. Oh, you're...
I went to school with your kids. Your wife was our school nurse.
Yeah, she still is.
Awesome. I'm not, no longer my school nurse, though. Yeah.
You're more than 18.
I am.
Yeah.
I have a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And a spinal condition. And when I was first diagnosed, I was kicked off my insurance because pre-existing conditions were out.
Yeah.
And saying I support this... it's not good enough. I need you as a human being to say, I promise that we will not take this away from you.
I can tell you.
I promise. It needs to be kept. It's so important to Rebecca. It's so important. I need you to take care of this. We elect you to take care of us. I totally understand.
All right.
Congressman John Faso today also voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But joining us now is that constituent of Republican Congressman John Faso. Her name is Andrea Mitchell, not to be confused with NBC's Andrea Mitchell, although that's a nice person to be confused with. This is the young woman who got that hug from Congressman Faso and the promise that he would not take away her health care. Andrea joins us now from Albany, New York. Ms. Mitchell, thank you very much for being with us tonight. I really appreciate you making the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when you talked to the congressman earlier this year, we caught that exchange. We found it online. We gave it some national attention. It felt like a very personal and a very conclusive moment. He gave you that promise. I have to ask what your reaction is now that he voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act today.
Crushed, actually. I really, going into the first vote, to repeal and replace, I really thought and hoped that he would not vote to repeal the ACA based on that promise. And a lot of my friends and fellow constituents thought that that was very naive of me, that he would vote the party line. But I honestly believed that I had talked to him and I honestly believed his promise, which may be naive, but... I like to believe the best in people.
I don't have to answer this if this is personal. You don't want to talk about it on TV. I would totally understand. But if you don't mind me asking, what kind of health insurance you do have now, and do you think your access to that coverage is going to be affected by his vote?
Well, fortunately, right now I have Medicaid because my health expenses and my disabilities have put us in a position where that needs to be the health insurance that I have. Unfortunately, from what I've heard, although I haven't had a chance to actually read a lot of the new health care bill, there will be Medicaid cuts. So I'm, you know, still in a gray area to see if I'll be cut off that, put back on a private insurance. I'm not sure at this point.
When we first heard about your story, we saw that video of your question to your congressman. It was shared on Twitter by your local Indivisible group in your district. That's how we found it. Can I just ask what you think is going to happen in terms of activism, in terms of groups like Indivisible, in terms of your home district? If you have any sense locally about what it's going to mean, both for your congressman and just for your community.
I've been really inspired by all the activism that's been happening over the last few months since the elections back in November. And I really believe that particularly this vote, since it affects so many people in this district, I really believe that this vote will have a terrible impact on Congressman Faso if he chooses to run again.
Andrea Mitchell joining us from upstate New York. Thank you so much for talking us through this tonight. Again, I know that you never intended to be a national activist on TV talking about this stuff, but thank you for trusting us to be here tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck to you.
And thank you so much.
Thanks.